Walmart, the world's largest retailer based in Bentonville, has set some lofty ecological goals, including someday operating on 100% renewable energy, creating zero waste, and selling products that sustain people and the environment, all part of its new identity as Next Generation Walmart. As part of that agenda, the company rolled out a global agriculture commitment October 14th. In a news release, Mike Duke said that given current population projections, food supplies will have to increase by 70% to feed an estimated 9 billion people in 2050. And Walmart will help meet that need, he said, but in a sustainable way. On a company webcast taped in a Walmart produce aisle, Andrea Thomas, Senior Vice President of Sustainability at Walmart, said the initiative will have multiple impacts.
We are broadening and accelerating our efforts as we grow our food business to make sure that we do it in a more sustainable way. We want to help small and medium-sized farmers to lead a better life. And we want to make sure as we grow the agriculture, or our farmers grow the agriculture, that they do so in a way that really protects the earth and the sensitive ecosystems. And ultimately, we want to deliver to our customers the highest quality food that we can at a very affordable price.
Walmart President Mike Duke divided the initiative into three broad areas. First, by 2015, Walmart will sell $1 billion in food grown by 1 million small and medium farmers. Second, Walmart will ask suppliers to measure their water, energy, fertilizer, and pesticides they use per unit of food produced, and to reduce food waste. And third, Walmart will work to reduce deforestation of the world's rainforests and decrease greenhouse gas emissions by cutting two major contributors, palm oil and beef production. And its global strategies require stores in India to source 50% of fresh produce through its direct farm program, in China to increase its organic certified lines, in Japan to reduce in-store produce waste by 35%, and in Canada to purchase 30% of its produce locally. And stateside, consumers will see lots of produce labeled grown in the USA. Again, Andrea Thomas, Senior Vice President of Sustainability at Walmart.
In the US, we plan to support our farmers and their communities by doubling the amount of produce that we source locally and reaching up to 9% of sales. So for example, in the Midwest, we'll source more potatoes and apples, more sweet corn and blueberries out of the Southeast, and out of the Delta region, more strawberries and more cabbages.
Walmart's so-called Heritage Agriculture Program. In developing this initiative, Walmart said it consulted with suppliers, universities, and non-government groups, including the World Wildlife Fund, Conservation International, Rainforest Alliance, the Nature Conservancy, the Field to Market Alliance, and Environmental Defense Fund.
I think this announcement is an important outcome of many years of work on healthy food, sustainable agriculture, sustainable energy, and interest by consumers who want to know where their food is grown, how it's grown.
Leif Kinberg is a farm energy specialist with the National Center for Appropriate Technology, which operates an office in Fayetteville.
Agricultural production is probably about 3% of total energy consumption just in the U.S. The food system makes up somewhere around 14 or a bit more in terms of percentage of the total energy used in the U.S. Processing, packaging, transportation, wholesale, are all big parts of that 14%. And obviously, Walmart's involvement and commitment to the Sustainability Index and sustainable agriculture will be a key part of that.
Kinberg is referring to Walmart's formation of a sustainability consortium 2 years ago to establish global scientific standards to measure the sustainability of consumer products. But he said that Walmart's goal to expand small and medium farm business income should also factor in profit.
The discussion that they're going to have and some of the challenges that they're going to encounter are not only going to focus on income, but are also really going to focus on profit margins and what the farmer actually gets in terms of a fair price for that food. And those will be key considerations in the program.
Kinberg also pointed out that in certain areas, it may be more sustainable to truck produce from a distance rather than purchase locally?
Again, it's a complex question between local and sustainable, and one doesn't necessarily suggest the other. A local product raised in a greenhouse is going to have very different environmental implications when you think about the energy intensity in producing that product.
Leif Kinbergs advised small farmers growing for Walmart and said it can be challenging supplying the retail giant.
The producers that I have worked with in the past often pool their resources, small farmers pooling, entering co-ops or small agreements between several producers, working with Extension and others who can broker some of the purchasing. There's a lot of other considerations when a small farmer starts to work with a large buyer such as Walmart, and they're going to have to work through those. Hopefully, Walmart will be very proactive in establishing a sourcing system that facilitates small farmers to work one-on-one with the buyer in an efficient and fair way.
And with Walmart operating more than 8,400 retail units in 15 countries, Leif Kinberg says the sustainable food message will easily reach millions of people.
I think this is a great way to spread the sustainability message. It's a clear message to producers that sustainable agriculture, meaning social, environmental, and economic responsibility, is something that the market is ready for, that retailers are ready for. I think producers are going to note that and start to consider what the options are for them. Other large retailers are also going to clearly hear this message and are going to start to identify their own niches for sustainable produce and organic products. It's going to send a clear market signal, I think, to investors that will start to pay attention to sustainable agriculture on a level they have perhaps not in the past. It's clear that sustainably produced food is for consumers at every level of the social and economic scale.
And as one of the world's largest food supply chains, Walmart says it's committed to reducing and optimizing the resources required to run it. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.